Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special episode of Zeit Emitting Diode. Light Emitting Diode is LED, so this is ZED. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. Jack O'Brien. That is Jamie Loftus. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. And this is What's Trending. This was a tough one. This is a tough day for trending. I don't know if it's because it's the end of the week and the news has beat me down into a fine mist. But
watch something really fucked up happen in like an hour.
Yeah.
And be like, oh,
nothing's happening. What's going on?
So
like, boring. I wish something dramatic and horrible would happen. No, I did not just say that. Here's what's trending, guys. All right. Let me cut to the chase here. Biden won the ratings. All right. He won the ratings battle. This was something that people were paying attention to, because I think it's just like they knew that Trump would pay attention to it, that like going up against Biden in the ratings, and he got smoked. He got smoked, folks.
That's fun. I guess at very least, like, if Trump did it to prove that he could get higher ratings and then failed to do so, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
A fun dunk. I mean, certainly very helpful for all those undecided voters.
Like, yeah.
That was why I was like, who the fuck is this even for? Who is this even for?
I found the Trump one so troubling just because of they found these undecided voters and it made it feel like this is normal. There's so many undecided voters.
Did he sneeze in the moderator's mouth? Like what?
Right. It was so confusing.
Who is it for? What is anything for?
Yeah.
Where are we? What's happening?
It was definitely more relaxing to watch Robinette, old Robinette, just kind of talk about his plans.
Lull you to sleep.
Yeah. There's a new Mariah Carey book. It's an autobiography. Super producer Anna Hosnier was giving us a rave review of it before we started recording.
I'm very excited to listen to it. I got an Audible book and then I returned it because I thought that, like, have you ever gotten an Audible book because you really like the person who's reading the book, but you're like, I don't know if I actually like the book.
No, I always get the book and then find out after a couple chapters I don't like the person reading it.
Ooh, that's brutal. No, my crush Will Poulter read an Audible book, but guess what? It was Crime and Punishment.
Oh.
And it's 40,000 hours long, and I listened to it for 2 minutes, and I was just like, no amount of latent horniness is going to make this 40 hours go by.
Yeah, so, there are a couple. I've tried to Audible Infinite Jest, your fave.
No,
I've tried
really?
To Audible War and Peace, and it's just daunting. It's just like I would need to be in prison, I think, to get through these.
Oh, man.
Crime and Punishment is funny, though.
Why did Will Poulter do Crime and Punishment? When you listen to it, you're like, Will Poulter doesn't even know why Will Poulter did Crime and Punishment. Like, I think he was just like, yeah, I've got 40 hours. I'm locked in my house.
Right.
Who knows?
Who, just for the listeners, who is Will Poulter?
This. That's fine. He is a who. He was in Midsommar. He's the guy that pees on the tree.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Nope. I haven't seen Midsommar.
He's the guy that vapes in Midsommar. He's the hacker in Bandersnatch. Is that helpful?
No, it should be. All right.
Well,
I'll just look him up in my own time. This is not helpful. It sounds like he's in a lot of very widely seen things that I just haven't watched because I'm not.
Yeah, I'm fully in love with him, and it's my boyfriend's of the mind that it's too attainable because no one knows who he is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You could study up. You could listen to more Crime and Punishment.
You could listen to more Crime and Punishment. No, it's not worth it. Returned. Yeah.
Will
Mariah
Poulter.
Carey instead. Will
Poulter. See if I recognize his face. Yes.
His eyebrows. Eyebrows guy. Eyebrows guy.
I know him. He's like a child actor. I recognize him from stuff.
He's in Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah. 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 He's from children's stuff. He was such a well-known child actor that that I can't not see him as a child, but that is, yeah. His first three things are Maze Runner, Narnia, and Eyebrow. Okay.
Eyebrow. Famously Eyebrow.
Famously Eyebrow. Anyways, Mariah Carey book, apparently she starts singing. She breaks into song, had a very rough upbringing. And you get the dish on why she said, I don't know her, to J-Lo. So all things. I am interested in hearing. I will probably not read that book, though. So Super Predator was trending. I actually don't know why. You looked this one up.
I mean, it just goes back to a fake Trump tweet where President Trump, that didn't feel good, said on Twitter today that Biden freely uses the term Super Predator, that being a callback to the 1993 war on
Hillary
crime
Clinton.
That Hillary Clinton said. And so he was sort of trying to get the rumor going that Biden's been using that term recently, which is not only not true, but there, upon a further investigation, no one can find any record of him ever having said that word, at least in public. Ever.
Yeah.
So it's just not true.
Right.
It's a fake one.
There does seem to be this movement that you're only really hearing from Trump's side and people in the conservative party, but that Trump is going to pull out the election because he's getting so many more Latinx and black voters this time that, like, he's going to make up all the difference of all the rational people who are abandoning him with. I don't know why.
That's definitely a
Yeah, it definitely seems like it's a strategy they're pursuing based on this tweet. But right. I don't know why that would be possible.
Every time something like, I mean, yeah, I'm just like, whatever. Cue Lindsay Lohan's rumors.
Right. The most famous piece of music called Rumors. And Dwayne Wade was trending because he was walking by. This is a very interesting like series of photographs. It's a person getting down on one knee to propose to his mm-hmm. sweetie. And then in the background, as this is happening, you see Dwayne Wade is just walking by, like taking a walk on the beach and like putting his hand to his chest, like, aww, as he sees this happening. And then they like have a picture with Dwayne Wade where like they apparently were like, wait a second, shut up about your engagement. Dwayne Wade is walking by in the background. Get him in here for the, it's like so
strange.
We
have photographic evidence that he was charmed by your love.
Either that or Dwayne Wade saw them getting engaged and is just like such a alpha, like just that he just like walked up and was like, hey, I couldn't
You're
help but notice that this
picture.
Is a life-defining moment. I'm Dwayne Wade. Would you like a picture with me?
I mean, would you say no? I would.
I wouldn't. No, that
like,
guy
oh
rules.
Oh, my God. I love when famous people are randomly roped into life events.
Yeah.
Except when it's Bill Murray, then I think it's annoying.
Yeah. It was fun for a while, but...
I guess.
Hubie Halloween is trending, and not just because I'm going to watch it this weekend. It's trending because one of the news anchors in a bit from the movie was recently fired. So they got a real news anchor to do a bit from the movie where she dresses up like Harley Quinn, and her local news company fired her. So fuck them.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't
Why?
Like that at all.
Because she had a little bit of fun?
Yeah, too much
with
fun.
Hubie Halloween?
They said that she violated her contract. But, like, can you just imagine the a-hole boss that it would take to be like, I don't like her appearing in a movie, like, this thing that is, like, far bigger and more popular than anything that, like, our local news station will ever do.
That, to me, sounds like someone that is a little jealous.
Yeah, someone's like, well, they should have had me dress as could've Harley.
Could have been me. I could have dressed
I
up as Harley.
I should have been Harley Quinn.
What the fuck? They chose who to dress up as Harley?
Anyways, somebody should hire that anchor.
Yes.
And finally, Babylon Bee is trending.
Oh, Babylon Bee. This was a fun one. This is another just slow news day at the time of this recording. We're reporting on Trump tweets. God
Yay.
Help us. But Mr. Trump retweeted some nonsensical article from a publication called the Babylon Bee, and it's got everyone talking, and here's why. It's because the Babylon Bee is the right-wing Christian version of The Onion. And we know that
right.
This side of the political spectrum has no sense of humor and it makes no sense. But I browsed the Bee a little bit, the Babylon Bee. Great name.
Yes.
First
that
of all, there's...
Name. Because it's
ton
like
of
their newspaper from inside Babylon, because our whole culture has gone to heck. You know,
absolute heck in a hand basket, Jack.
Yeah.
So
in
there's
a handmaid's basket. Yeah.
So there's on the Babylon Bee website, there is 500 advertisements for Panda Express. Clearly, they're accepting advertising money.
Wow.
And here are some of the top trending headlines. Facebook bans the Babylon Bee for being too accurate. Oh.
What?
Biden suggests stopping criminals by making them slip on banana peels. I'm just like, this is brutal. Trump attempts to catch Hunter Biden in a trap labeled free crack. I'm just like, this
oh
it
my
just
god
time.
Why are they so bad at this, Jamie?
Democrats hiss in terror as ACB pulls out crucifix. Twitter shuts down entire network to slow spread of negative Biden news. Like, it's just, it's not even a pitch. It's not even a pitch. No. I didn't know that this had happened. And I mean, I don't want to encourage these kinds of websites, but they're so horrible that it is funny to me. Like, if there was like some sort of whatever, like traditionalist wife version of Reductress.
Yeah. ACB calmly answers questions while typing up appellate court decision and cooking dinner for nine. She's like, is there anything she can't do?
Your move. ACB continues to have it all, comma, is unbothered. It's so, you know, just a quick plug for the Babylon Bee. They're clearly doing some good work, and there's so many advertisements for, I wonder if that's targeted. I'm like, maybe the Panda Express is just targeted at me. I don't know.
I don't get any Panda Express. Mine are all for Mountain Dew.
Just told on myself.
Wow.
I don't know what the fuck the algorithm thinks I want Panda Express, and it's right.
It's true. Right. Yeah. What was the story that Trump retweeted from the Babylon Bee?
Let's check that out. I'm not sure which of these gems.
It's difficult when there's no sense of humor on either side, because then, like, how the hell is he supposed to know that that's a joke when it's not even, doesn't even represent, like, it's not even joke-like in appearance.
So it was the Twitter shuts down entire network to slow spread of negative Biden news.
Yeah.
And then he says, wow, this has never been done in history. This includes his really bad interview last night. Why is Twitter doing this? Bringing more attention to Sleepy Joe and Big T. Wait, who's Big T?
Is that Hunter?
Big T?
No.
Is that Twitter?
Hunter? Oh, Big T. Big T. Big T. Big T?
Is that him?
Oh, maybe.
Big
Maybe.
T?
Who is Big T? See, now we're doing our service.
Who is Big T?
And when you tweet that, the answer that Google gives you is Big T is a 26-year-old part-time wig maker. What? The Londoner's real name is Tula. So I think that's probably who Trump was referring to.
Bringing more attention to Sleepy. Yeah, and 26-year-old wig maker Big T. I'm going to apply to write for the Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're accepting submissions.
I don't think you have the voice for the Babylon Bee, Jamie.
I want to submit an article or idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us on this trending episode. Where can people find you, follow you, hang out with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help, or on Instagram at Jamie Christ Superstar, and that's really all you can do.
Yeah, you can't hang out with her, actually.
You're not invited over.
Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have.
Oh, they also have a book, How to Be a Perfect Christian, by the Babylon Bee.
I wonder what the jokes are in that book. Oh, man. How to be a perfect Christian. I wonder if there's a lot of not jokes. It seems like most of their jokes on their headlines would just be appropriate, like if they just ended with not.
Not.
That seems a lot of not humor. Shout out to them.
They have a shirt that says, I can win all sports games through Christ who strengthens me.
But what? That is,
I don't know
who your reader is.
I don't know. I don't know who is reading this.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this afternoon and this week. Another one in the books, guys. We did it. Whew. We'll be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.